A New South Wales parliamentary inquiry is looking at what has happened in the last 20 years since the landmark Bringing Them Home report was handed down. The report into the forced removal of Indigenous children from their families made more than 50 recommendations, one of which was a national apology delivered by the former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. But today, the New South Wales inquiry will hear the state government's response has been inadequate and that a compensation scheme needs to be set up. Lindy Kerin reports.
Lorraine Peters and her brothers and sisters were taken away from their parents at the Brewarrina Mission in New South Wales. She was just 4 years old.
Well, there were eight of us all together. Six of us girls, we went to Cootamundra, and my two brothers went to Kinchler Boys. And for the next 14 years of my life, I was trained to be a domestic.
She says life at the girls' home was brutal.
You weren't allowed to speak language or talk about Aboriginal issues at all. It was taboo. Punished when we forgot to be white, punished when we didn't do the right thing. In my time, the staff, they walked around with a leather whip.
Lorraine Peters will today appear before a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into reparations for the stolen generations.
We have had an apology from the New South Wales government that was in 97, and not much else. There's not much at all that's been done.
The Healing Foundation CEO Richard Weston will also be appearing before the inquiry. He says overall around the country, most of the recommendations from the national report nearly 20 years ago haven't been implemented.
There's been an apology, obviously. It was one of the recommendations. There were some counsellors, Bring Them Home counsellors were created. There were positions created for that. But it's only been a handful. There hasn't been a packaged response or a holistic response to that report.
In South Australia last year, the state government set up an $11 million compensation scheme for those affected by the policies of forced removal. Richard Weston says members of the Stolen Generations in New South Wales will be looking for a similar response.
They'll be looking for something meaningful to come out of this committee's deliberations, and it needs to have guarantees against repetition, measures of restitution, measures of rehabilitation and monetary compensation. So, people will need to be compensated, and it has to be meaningful compensation. Where the South Australian model fell short is they made their compensation for survivors only. Now, this is a 19-year-old report, and since that report came out in 1997, there will be large numbers of stolen generations in New South Wales that have passed away.
Richard Weston from the Healing Foundation speaking to Lindy Kerin.